Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook with you. News Talk 830W. CCO. We have some technical challenges today.
Can I just address that right off the top?
Yeah.
Because I'm a little fired up. Has happened last week, of course, was Thanksgiving. And they did a special, right, over our show. We didn't have a show. Mm-hmm. There was a recorded special. And whoever set up the log in the computer didn't change that. So at the top of the hour here, it sounded really echoey because we had CBS coming down the normal pipeline and down the computer pipeline at the same time. And I'm now noticing that it's still all this Thanksgiving special stuff is still in there. So I'm literally going to have to piece this whole thing together one chunk at a time as we go today.
And I assume that's your shocked face.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another technical challenge we're having right now. Say hello, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
Dan, how does that sound?
Sounds like he's across the room.
Yeah, it does sound like you're across the room. So we're going to try this for a little bit on the clean feed. And if not, we're going to the phone. I want to remind people the opening question is, Omicron is now here in Minnesota. You hear that news, and what is your first thought? Text or call 651-461-9226. Now, it's in a radio talk, but Adam, you're on a technical tool that we call Clean Feed.
Correct.
Tell people why you're on that.
Because I am home in my house because we have a positive COVID test in our house that I found out about yesterday late afternoon. So I, for the time being, I'm going to be home. I got tested yesterday. I was negative, but because I'm living in close contact with someone who has COVID, the protocol says I have to be at home. So that's where I am for the foreseeable future.
Fully vaccinated individual who tested positive.
Correct. Fully vaccinated. In fact, yes, fully vaccinated person who is COVID positive with some mild cold-like symptoms. But, that's COVID positive. And I tested yesterday, and I'm going to keep testing to see. But I feel fine, and again, we'll see what happens.
And it happened, listen, there's no good time for anybody to test positive. Zero. Let's hope those symptoms stay just right where they're at. Don't go any farther. That's the most important thing. But you're also allowed in life to want to live your life. We've said that over and over again. This has never been a stay in the basement and never go out. What was about to take place last night?
Well, we talked about it yesterday. I was all excited to go to Jason Isbell last night with Jen. She actually bought me the tickets it was supposed to be last June. It was a late birthday present where she did the whole Good Seeds VIP package at the Armory. And, we found out, so we could not go.
It stinks. It stinks. When we think we're making progress, steps back. We still are making big progress in areas. It's confounding, right? It is just confounding that you close proximity, one individual at your place tests positive, you don't. I've told the story before, you know, at a point when in my life, two people extraordinarily close to me test positive, and Quentin, my youngest son, with lower immunity, whereas doctors have cautioned us. We do not want him to get COVID. We're worried because of his unique health condition that if he gets it, it could be a significant issue. Well, then he doesn't get it, right? I mean, it's just there's so many stories. There are stories of people who get it and don't have major conditions. There are people I know who get it, and they had very, very difficult conditions. No doubt it affects more people older, more people obese, other medical conditions. But if you think it can't get to you and can't get to you in a significant way, you're wrong. So I just had my booster, had my flu shot. Knock on wood, I've had minuscule side effects. My arm is just a little bit sore. There's no continuity in that either, Adam, because there are people who I know who are way healthier than me, just committed to health. And when they had either the vaccine or the booster, they were laid up day after day after day. And now the three shots I've had, I'm Pfizer. No arm soreness the first two times, and just very little this time. I'm just lucky in that area, completely lucky.
Yeah, and you mentioned the, you know, my daughter had it last summer, and I sat across the table from her for an entire meal, and we spent time together, and I didn't get it. And I know someone who's very close to me too right now who is living with someone with COVID, and they live in a small apartment, so there's really no, it's impossible to separate themselves. And this person has not had it for going on 2 weeks now. So, yeah, it's one of the great mysteries here that hopefully, you know, and down the road we'll find out why certain people were affected harder than others. But all we can do right now is just roll with the punches, like I said. And, yeah, it's disappointing, and you sucks you can't go to a concert last night. But, you know, what are you going to do? You move on and you persevere.
Someone suggesting it's fake news that you're at home, that the truth is, I've come up with a way to punish you for continually cheating on the show. Kind of like that idea.
Well, this is a good spot to be punished in.
I was going to say, I think you prefer that. So
yeah.
I don't know if that really is punishment. Texter, I've been trying to get the booster and can't find available appointments anywhere. It is a challenge. I signed up. My paperwork showed me, or online it showed me, I was set for one date. Then when I went to the pharmacy, they had me down at a different date. I was about to turn around. They go, no, we'll work it in. So there can be technical snafus. And I was looking for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I couldn't find anything for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I know there are times when people just walk into a Cub or walk into certain places. You really just have to go to that vaccine.gov, Adam, and keep banging it and keep banging it and be willing to drive. And at times you can look and it's like there's no chance. And then you go back to it 10 minutes later, and also there might be seven spots that have popped up. So persistence, I think, is the key.
Persistence, and I Maxie must have been talking about it this morning because we got a lot of texts on our text line about it. And I saw a lot of texts suggesting that at Cub Foods they were accepting walk-ins. So who knows? Maybe if you walk into a Cub and say, you know, I'd like my booster, they'll say, okay, come on in.
Yeah. If folks have had success a certain way to get their booster, let us know. That's another way to text us, 651-461-9226. DeRush is with us in about 15. Our great friend Judge Kevin Burke is going to join us. We're moving quickly, very quickly, to seat jurors in the Potter case. Kevin's going to join us on that. And our game show with Susie. We're going to need two contestants today. We'll get to a point where people will call in and participate. One will line up with Adam, one with me, and we'll go head to head because Laura is the only person in the newsroom right now, and she's got to stay on that side. Okay, let's get to your text and calls. Omicron is here. You think what when you know that? Omicron is here in Minnesota. You think what? 651-461-9226. 20 past 12, Hartman Carter Cook. Normal Thursday afternoon. Asking for your texts on the fact that Omicron is here. What is your reaction? I know you'll be pleased to see this one. You might see it yourself, too. Basically, stop lying. Here we go. Chad, please stop pretending there's a global pandemic. Yep, Adam. Millions have died across the globe because of this. Millions and millions have attested positive. Most did not have significant symptoms. Millions did. Millions are dealing with the long-lasting effects, and we're pretending. Do you get your paycheck just once a month to pretend on this? Do you get it twice a month? How does it work out?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in the mail. Hopefully they start showing up soon.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing how consistent people will be. And then, by the way, if you cite science, if you cite data, you're the sheep. But then if you act like 2 million, 3 million people didn't die, you're not the sheep. It's interesting. When I heard this today, Adam, my first thought was inevitable. Omicron is here. Inevitable. Did I think we'd be the second state? I had no idea. But we had Mike Osterholm on yesterday. We had Dr. Celine Gounder on. We've paid attention with other guests, not on our show. We don't know how significant, how transmissible, how powerful that Omicron will be. Let's hope it's closer to, what was it, Gamma that didn't live up to the hype? Let's hope it's nowhere near Delta or even more powerful than Delta. Dr. Gounder and Dr. Osterholm both, I thought, were outstanding on it, saying we don't want to overreact. We're going to find out this information. They both thought in the next 7 to 14 days we would hear and find out and have more facts grounding our decision. So I thought inevitable. When you heard it today, what did you think?
Whoops, we may have lost him.
All right, well, I did establish the standard with him. The first time we lose him, we're going to phone.
Okay.
We're not going to be an experiment for things we're going to try for other shows. So just get him back on the phone, and we'll just do the phone
okay. At
this point, and we'll go that way. Texts coming in. A lot of people pointing out Cub is an excellent place to go for the vaccine, talking about their website. So I'm suggesting walk-in also. Why does the person who thinks there's no global pandemic even listen to your show? His intelligence is beneath the show. Now, I'm not going to – that's dubious, by the way, on our level of intelligence. Listen, there are millions in this country who believe that. Millions.
Hey, I think I've got it back, but I can't talk right now.
Millions who believe that. I think it's sad. I think it's absolutely sad that people think that way. Adam, are you back?
He is not. No, I'm sorry. That was a different conversation. I forgot I had my mic on. That's my fault. I apologize.
Okay. Let's just get Adam on the phone, Dan. That's the one thing we should do. And if other people are in there right now fixing it, tell them to do it during the break. Let's see. Walked into Costco last Wednesday, received both flu and booster. Outstate. Much easier. I am now more worried about the new variant based on the new information. Not surprised at all that Omicron is here. It was only a matter of, I was able to get my husband a booster shot in Greater Minnesota easier than these cities. Got my booster today, so I'm not worried about the new variant. Second, on the difficult shot, Can you get walls on to explain why the state can't open more public venues for walk-in shots? I'll say we've tried to get Governor Walz on for a while, and we've run into issues on this in particular. Two things. My level of trust definitely is less. 1 week ago, we first heard about it, but obviously health leadership knew about it well before. I don't believe there was some conspiracy and that health leadership knew about this a long time ago. Now, in this case, and Adam, I assume you're there now?
Yeah, I'm on the phone here. Here we go.
Okay. November 22nd and 24th were the times that this individual tested positive, right? Mild symptoms on the 22nd, saw testing 2 days later. So Omicron was here even before nationally and internationally we heard about it, Adam. And a lot of people expected that to happen, right? You know, that when we're saying, you know, this debate on travel bans sounds good, right? And if they work, it's something we can use. But if it's already here, how effective are they? I don't want to say just because one person has it, we eliminate that as a possibility. But part of the problem with these variants, or even when COVID first came, is by the time you realize it, to suggest that, okay, we'll shut down a country of our size and it will never get here, that's just not possible.
No, it's impossible, totally impossible. And especially when you talk about domestic travel now. I mean, this is a domestic travel case. So, you know, if anything, it speaks well to the Department of Health's testing ability and that they're this current with, and the communication between agencies that they're able to test for this new variant and they were able to find it so quickly.
Okay, so when you first heard today, what did you think?
Not surprising. I mean, even yesterday, you know, it's breaking news. Omicron found in U.S., but it's like, well, yeah, of course. I mean, it was only a matter of time. And then today, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's pretty soon there'll be dozens of more states today saying, yep, we've got a case too. So, yeah, it's not surprising at all and just kind of going like all the other variants did.
So let's talk about the White House is going to have another press briefing today. They're going to have a briefing. Whether they'll take questions, I have no idea. Part of what the White House is going to unveil is private insurers will now be required to reimburse the cost of home tests for more than 150 million Americans who are covered by private insurance. I hear that and I think, great. Why in the hell wasn't this done, Adam, 6 months ago? Why wasn't this done 1 year ago? This should have happened so fast during a pandemic. And then I think, okay, reimburse through your insurance. I won't get all the details, but somehow my two boys who should be covered by my insurance, by this union that I love so much, were not covered. And I had to spend the last 2-3 months, no exaggeration, phone call after phone call after phone call, trying to figure out why Griffin and Quentin were not covered by my insurance. And the individuals I talked to were friendly and engaging, but it just was not getting done. So now I'm in the process of submitting and waiting for these bills to get covered. Reimbursement. I bet we could take calls from now until the show starts tomorrow on battles of reimbursement. Don't you think the better idea would have been just to flood this country with these tests, even if you made them available, even if the stores, the Costco's, the CVS's, the Walmart, they charge 25 cents if free wasn't viable. I just am hesitant on thinking, well, they're going to be reimbursed and how that process is going to play out.
Yeah, this, you know, the pandemic has exposed so much about our society, how it fails. And right up there is the healthcare system. yeah, so, you know, like I said, that's so many things have failed here that it's not, sadly, it isn't surprising that not only were, you know, the stocks of things we needed for such an such a scenario not ready, it's not surprising at all that the healthcare system is also trying to figure it out as they go, and shockingly, sadly, too, probably trying to benefit somehow from it.
And here's the last thing, and then we'll pause and get to DeRussia. For the folks, and those texts are coming in too, see this individual who Adam knows was vaccinated, and this individual ended up getting the getting COVID, and so it means vaccines don't work. No, it doesn't. It does not. Here's what it means is there was never any assurance from any doctor with credibility that you get the vaccine and there's absolutely positively no chance you're going to test positive. That never was out there. We are at a point where more and more people have reached a point when their immunity has waned. We're at a point now where we have multiple variants out there that are more powerful than the initial COVID-19. And there's another part of this, Adam, that Mike Osterholm will say, that Tony Fauci will say, and that we'll say, and other people say, there's just parts of this vaccine that you still don't know about. That every single day you think you have an idea, and it leads you somewhere else. We're in the process of this. No one has all the answers, but the data is overwhelming still on serious illnesses, hospitalizations, and fatalities that you have a much better chance to lessen those possibilities, Adam, if you get vaccinated and you get the booster.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the fear of our house having a serious case where it requires hospitalization, they're really, that fear is not great right now. It's an inconvenience and it sucks, but, you know, if I don't get it, then I guess it wasn't the vaccine that prevented me from getting it. I guess it's just my genes. Who knows?
Yes. And you don't like jeans anymore.
Right. Yeah.
When's the last time you wore jeans since you called out the jeans industry about 2 years ago?
Actually, I wore them a couple weeks ago. I've actually put it into the rotation.
Are you coming back on jeans?
I'm coming back. Yeah, they've made them more flexible and more comfortable than they used to be. So the jean community has advanced with all other clothing communities.
Very nice. 32 past 12, DeRussia.
What's that? I think I'm back on the other thing, too. So, Vitan.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay. Off.
Okay, let's try it one more time. All and right. We'll bring you and DeRussia back in the conversation when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.